Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mamre by Avram Goldar, and here is Zechus Chulin, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, the ninth parak of Orva Rotev. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, a braisa darshens a phrase, Hatsav Liminehu, the toad, according to its variety, to allude to several other species, including the salamandra, a creature created through sorcery from a fire of Hadassim. When Rabbi Akiva reached this pasuk, he would marvel, Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem, how wondrous are your works, Hashem. Yeshcha brios gadeos b'yam, you have creatures which grow up in the sea. Yeshcha brios gadeos b'yabasha, and you have creatures which grow up on dry land. If the sea creatures were to go up onto dry land, or the land creatures were to descend into the sea, they would immediately die. You have creatures which grow up in fire, the salamandra, and creatures which grow up in the air. If those which live in fire were to rise into the air, or those of the air were to descend into fire, they would immediately die. Rabbi Akiva concluded, Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ha'ibra v'habasim u'daldalim b'behema, the limb and the meat which dangle from an animal, matamim tumas ochim b'mkoman, transmit food tumah in their place, even while still attached, but require heksher with liquid before becoming tameh. Had they been fully detached, they would be Eiver Min HaChai and Bas Min HaChai, respectively. Eiver Min HaChai is an independent source of Tumah. If the animal dies, the formerly dangling Bas requires heksher, but the Eiver is now Metameh as Eiver Min HaChai, but is not Metameh as Nevela. The next stuff will explain the nafkamina between the two. Rashi explains that Misa Osanipo, death affects falling off, meaning considering the dangling limb as if it fell off just before the animal's death. The Gemara clarifies that if the dangling Eivra and Basar are Ma'alin Arucha, able to regenerate, they would not even be susceptible to Tumas Ochlin. Although the Mishnah's case must therefore be a case where they can no longer regenerate, the Eivra is still not Metame as Eivra Minachai because the drasha requires Ajiyipo until it falls off completely. And point number three, the Gemara observes that although a dangling Eivra is still considered attached to the animal, insofar as it's not Metame as Eivra Minachai, it can nevertheless contract and transmit food tuma, and is considered detached in this regard. This supports a similar distinction stated by Rabbi Bar Ashi in Shmuel's name. To Einim should some could be Ibehen, figs, which were shriveled on their branches, are Metame Tumas Ochlin, and are considered detached. But Tosh Mehen B'Shabbos Chayiv Chattas, but one who detaches them on Shabbos is Chayiv to bring a carbon Chattas, because regarding Shabbos, they're considered attached. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A braisa darshens a phrase, Hatsav Liminehu, the toad according to its variety, to allude to several other species, including the salamandra, a creature created through sorcery from a fire of Hadassim. When Rabbi Akiva reached this pasuk, he would marvel, Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem, how wondrous are your works, Hashem. Yeshcha brios gadeos b'yam, you have creatures which grow up in the sea. Yeshcha brios gadeos b'yabasha, and you have creatures which grow up on dry land. If the sea creatures were to go up onto dry land, or the land creatures were to descend into the sea, they would immediately die. You have creatures which grow up in fire, the salamandra, and creatures which grow up in the air. If those which live in fire were to rise into the air, or those of the air were to descend into fire, they would immediately die. Rabbi Akiva concluded, Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ha'ibra v'habasim u'daldalim b'behema, the limb and the meat which dangle from an animal, matamim tumas ochim b'mkoman, transmit food tumah in their place, even while still attached, but require heksher with liquid before becoming tameh. Had they been fully detached, they would be Eiver Min HaChai and Bas Min HaChai, respectively. Eiver Min HaChai is an independent source of tumah. If the animal dies, the formerly dangling Bas requires heksher, but the Eiver is now metameh as Eiver Min HaChai, but is not metameh as Nevela. The next stop will explain the nafkamina between the two. Rashi explains that Misa Osanipo, death affects falling off, meaning considering the dangling limb as if it fell off just before the animal's death. The Gemara clarifies that if the dangling Eivra and Basar are Ma'alin Arucha, able to regenerate, they would not even be susceptible to Tumas Ochlin. Although the Mishnah's case must therefore be a case where they can no longer regenerate, the Eivra is still not Metame as Eivra Min HaChai because the drasha requires Ajiyipo until it falls off completely. And point number three, the Gemara observes that although a dangling Eivra is still considered attached to the animal, insofar as it's not Metame as Eivra Min HaChai, it can nevertheless contract and transmit food tumah, and is considered detached in this regard. This supports a similar distinction stated by Rabbi Bar Ashi in Shmuel's name. To Einim should some could be Ibehen, figs, which were shriveled on their branches, are Metame Tumas Ochlin, and are considered detached. But Tosh Mehen B'Shabbos Chayiv Chattas, but one who detaches them on Shabbos is Chayiv to bring a carbon Chattas, because regarding Shabbos, they're considered attached. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, and a standard Siman is cookies. Cookies, so here goes. The baker who made Ma Rabu Ma'asecha Hashem cookies with creatures from the sea, land, air, and fire on them, to try and console the man whose animal had a dangling limb that became Tameh, Tumazochlin. Warn him not to learn from this that dangling is called detached and take off a dangling fig on Shabbos. Once again, slow motion. The baker made Marabumasech Hashem cookies. That must be Randaf Kufchav Zion. The baker made Marabumasech Hashem cookies with creatures from the sea, land, and air and fire on them, which reminds us we keep it with marvel. Marabumasech Hashem, how wondrous are your works, Hashem. Yeshcha Brios Gedeos Biyam, you have creatures which grow up in the sea. Yeshcha Brios Gedeos Biyabasha, and you have creatures which grow up on dry land. If the sea creatures were to go up on dry land and the land creatures were to descend into the sea, they would immediately die. You have creatures which grow up in the fire, or the salamandra, and creatures which grow up in the air. If those which live in fire were to rise into the air, or those of the air were to descend into the fire, they would immediately die. So the baker made Marabu Masech Hashem cookies with creatures from the sea, land, air, and fire on them to try and console the man whose animal had a dangling limb that became tame, tumas ochlin, which reminds us the next Mishnah states, Ha'ivar v'habasa ha'mudadlin be'behema, the limb and the meat which dangle from an animal, matame tumas ochlin mimkoman, transmit food tuma in their place, even while still attached, but require heksher with liquid before becoming tame. Had they been fully detached, they would be Eivar min hachai and Basa min hachai, respectively. Eivar min hachai is an independent source of tuma. So once again. So the baker who made Marabu Masech Hashem cookies with creatures on the sea, land, air, and fire on them to try and console the man whose animal had a dangling limb that became tame, tumas ochlin, warned him not to learn from this that dangling is called detached and take off a dangling fig on Shabbos. All right, so now it's time for a four ba'bach hazara. Daf kuf chaf gimel. So the symbol for daf kuf chaf gimel is a cash register going ka-ching. So here goes. When the cash register went ka-ching, ka-ching, that must run daf kuvchav gimel. When the cash register went ka-ching and opened for the owner to put the change in a flask he was making by skinning an animal, which would be a yad l'tuma, until he got past the chest, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, regarding the skinning process of all behemoths and chayos, kosher or non-kosher, small or large, if it's being skinned l'shatiach for use as a spread, where the hide is first cut lengthwise and then peeled along the animal's sides, the hide can transmit tuma as a yad until kedei achiza. It's sufficient for grasping, but beyond that point, it no longer functions as a yad. If the hide is being skinned l'chemos for use as a flask, where it's peeled back from the neck without being cut, it functions as a yad, ad sheyabsid as a chaza, until he skins the chest, which is the most difficult part of skinning. So when the cash register went ka-ching and opened for the owner to put the change in a flask he was making by skinning an animal, which would be a yad l'tuma until he got past the chest, it ripped his shirt, which he had toiled that day more than halfway down, making a tower immediately, which reminds us, a Mishnah discusses a tummy talus which one began to tear and states, Kaven Shenikra Rove, once the majority of it is torn, it's no longer considered attached and is tower. Rav Nachman says this only applies when the talus was immersed in a mikveh that day, but tore it so it would be immediately tower without waiting for nightfall. Here, since he wasn't concerned about the talus and immersed it, we're confident he'll properly tear its majority without concern for the talus. So when the cash register went ka-ching and opened for the owner to put the change in a flask he was making by skinning an animal, which would be a yad l'tuma until he got past the chest, it ripped his shirt, which he had toveled that day, more than halfway down, making a tahor immediately, which would not have been the halacha had he been wearing his leather apron, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that only a talus, a cloth garment, becomes tahor when its majority is torn, because it cannot be fully restored even if it's sewn back together. But leather is a strong connection, meaning if one tore the majority of a leather garment, it remains tummy because its remaining connection is strong and it can be sewn back together and restored. Ryokan disagrees and holds that even leather becomes tahor when its majority is torn. Daf kuf chav dalet. So the simmer daf kuf chav dalet is cookie dough. So here goes. The ice cream maker working on the new cookie dough novella flavor cookie dough, that must be around daf kuf chav dalet. The ice cream maker working on the new cookie dough novella flavor was thrilled that he didn't become tummy from touching a piece of skin with 2F kazesim of novella attached to it, since he didn't carry it, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if 2.5 zesim of novella were attached to a hide, Rav Shmuel says, metame b'mas v'lo b'maga. It's metame through carrying, since he carried a full kazais at once, but it's not metame through touching because the two pieces are touched separately. Rav Akiva says it's not even metame with masa. So the ice cream maker working on the new cookie dough novella flavor was thrilled that he didn't become tummy from touching a piece of skin with 2.5 kazesim of novella attached to it, since he didn't carry it, But was dismayed when he heard that he did become tamei from flipping it over and touching the nevela, because yesh nogeya v'chozer v'nogeya, which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel taught that one who touches two havzesim attached to a hide remains tahor. Bar Pada says this is only if he touched the meat ma'achra, from behind, through the hide. But if he touched the meat directly from in front, yesh nogeya v'chozer v'nogeya, there is transmission of tumah through touching and again touching, meaning two simultaneous acts of touching the two havzesim. Rabbi Yochanan says that even if he touched the two pieces directly, Rabbi Shmuel would rule him tahor because he holds ein nogeya v'chozer v'nogeya. So the ice cream maker working on the new cookie dough nevela flavor was thrilled that he didn't become tamei from touching a piece of skin with two half kazesim of nevela attached to it, since he didn't carry it, but was dismayed when he heard that he did become tamei from flipping it over and touching the nevela, because yesh nogeya v'chozer v'nogeya, and was annoyed at his assistant, who pointed out that had he put it on a splinter, he could have carried it around all day with no worry. Which reminds us, Ula said, if one stuck two half zesim on a splinter, even if he carries them back and forth all day, he remains tahor. The pasuk is written, nisa, that which is carried, but is read as nose, one who carries, teaching, being a nose who did nisa b'basachas. We require that one carries nevela and it is carried as one, not in two pieces, each smaller than a kazayas. Daf kuf chaf hei, so the simmer daf kuf chaf hei is $1.25. So here goes. When the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25, $1.25? That must run daf kuf chaf hei. When the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25 because they're matami by touching them, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, kuli sam meis, regarding a marrow bone from a dead body, but kuli sam mukdashim, and a marrow bone from a carbon which became noser, one who touches them, whether they're closed or punctured, is tame. Although he cannot touch the marrow inside, the bone of a dead body is itself matame, midaraisa. So when the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25 because they're matame by touching them, and the peddler argued back that at least they're not matame by oel, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that the marrow bone of a dead body is matame with maga, implying that it's not matame through mayo, one who forms a roof over it. Accordingly, the bone must have less than a kazayas of flesh. Furthermore, it cannot contain a kazayas of moach, marrow inside, because such enclosed tumah is bokas ba'ola. It breaks through its covering, meaning the bone, and rises, and would be matame through ohel. So when the customer tried to bargain the peddler selling bone marrow keychains to lower than $1.25 because they're matame by touching them, and the peddler argued back that at least they're not matame ba'ohel, another customer pointed out that they are already tame ba'ohel because they're above a mace separated by rope meshwork that's within a tefach of the body, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi says, Chavili mita, v'sirigei chalonos, the interlaced ropes of a bed and the interlaced bars of a window can form a chetzitza between a lower and upper floor. Thus, if a mace is on the lower floor and someone on the upper floor touches a space opposite the holes in the meshwork, he remains tahor. However, if the ropes were spread out in the air over a mace, one who touches a space opposite the holes becomes tamei through oil because the ropes do not form a chetzitza between the floors when they are not part of the structure. Daf kuf chav vav. So the simmer daf kuf chav vav is a cuckoo bird clock. So here goes. The man who went into the cuckoo bird clock shop, cuckoo bird clock, that must be on daf kuf chav vav. The man who went into the cuckoo bird clock shop and didn't notice the dead dog lying in the doorway with a kazayas mace in its stomach and two men measuring its neck, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that kelv she'achol basar mace, if a dog ate flesh from a dead body and the dog died and is lying with its neck in the threshold of a house and its body containing the basar mace outside, there are four opinions. Rabbi Meir says, if there's a tefach of space in its neck, meaning its neck measures a cubic tefach, the tumah enters the house through ohel, otherwise it does not. Yossi's statement is interpreted in two parts. So, the man who went into the cuckoo bird clock shop and didn't notice the dead dog lying in the doorway with a kazayas mace in his stomach and two men measuring its neck, jumped when the cuckoo bird clock on the wall announced the time by demonstrating a different type of tumas mace every hour, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon says, Shosh tumos proshos mina mace. There are three tumos which emerge from a dead body, each of which has two of a mace's abilities to transmit tumah, but lacks the third. The first, mali tarvid rekev, a ladleful of decomposed corpse dust. The second, etzem kasora, a bone the size of a barley cone. And the third, gol of a dofik, the wall and cover of a coffin. So the man who went to the cuckoo bird clock shop and didn't notice the dead dog lying in the doorway with a kazai's mace in his stomach and two men measuring its neck, jumped when the cuckoo bird clock on the wall announced the time by demonstrating a different type of tumas mace every hour, and almost fainted when he saw a mouse that is half flesh and half earth, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Achbar shechetzu bas vechetzu adama, regarding a dead mouse which is half flesh and half earth. The Tanakhama says, one who touches the flesh is tameh, but one who touches the earth remains tahor. Rabbi Yehuda says, afa nogeba adama shekenegeda basar tameh, even one who touches the earth opposite the flesh is tameh. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, this ruling only applies if it developed into a sheretz over one entire side. Otherwise, even touching the flesh would not render him tameh. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you learn that Ula holds that two half zesim of nevela on a splinter are not metame with masa? That's on daf Kufchav Dalad. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Kiva would remark, Ma rabu ma'asev Hashem, when he saw creatures which grow up in the sea, land, air, and fire? That's on daf Kufchav Zion. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss what the halacha is of combining two shomrim together? That's on daf Kufya tests. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn that human skin is tamim in the rabbanan to prevent making one's parents' skins into spreads? That's on daf Kufchav Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss the three tumors which emerge from a dead body, each of which has two of a mace's abilities to transmit tuma, but lacks the third? That's on daf Kufchav Vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss congealed liquid which exudes from the meat, which combines with the meat for the shear to transmit tuma? That's on daf Kufchav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a machlokas of ein nogea bechoz v'nogea? That's on daf Kufchav Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn that a dangling avra and basar are susceptible to tumas holchlin? That's on daf Kufchav Zion. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn that shriveled attached figs are considered detached regarding tuma, but attached regarding Shabbos? That's on daf Kufchav Zion. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you learn that a donkey's ear which one patched to his basket becomes tahor because it's a nullifying act? That's on daf Kufchav Beis. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.